This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, April 29th. God's word to you today is love unstoppable. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 28 verses 2 to 4 and it says, "Suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled aside the stone and sat on it. His face shone like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. The guards shook with fear when they saw him, and they fell into a dead faint." When you look at the story in John 20 verses 1 to 20, please read. It almost does not make any sense that Jesus will put so much at stake just to respond to Mary. However, the reason why he would do that is because he is love. John 20 verse 17 says, "Don't cling to me," Jesus said, "for I haven't ascended yet to the Father. But go find my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God." This was Sunday morning, and Jesus had died on Friday. So where was Jesus between Friday and Sunday? His body was in the tomb, but where was he when he died? To understand this, you need to understand that when someone died back then, the person goes to a place called Sheol. Sheol in Hebrew means the place of the dead. It is the same word translated Hades in the Greek. Sheol is divided into two sections, the place for the evil dead and the place for the good dead. The place for the evil dead is called hell. The place for the good dead is what is called the bosom of Abraham, or paradise. In Luke 16, please read, Jesus tells a story of Lazarus and the rich man. It was not a parable, it was a story. Lazarus died and went to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man died and went to hell. There was a gulf between them. The thief on the right hand said to Jesus, "Remember me in your kingdom," right? And Jesus' response was, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Not in heaven, in paradise, the place of the good dead. "I will take you to paradise," this is paraphrased. Jesus went to the bosom of Abraham, to paradise, and trusted his soul to the Holy Spirit. The Bible says he trusted the Holy Spirit to raise him up from the dead. I like to tell this story every Easter. I really cannot get over it, so please indulge me. Day 1, Friday. I can imagine Satan saying, "We got the Son of God. I told him to bow to me willingly. I tried to negotiate with him, but he did not agree. Now we have killed him. Rejoice, hell." That Friday, there was a party in hell. On Saturday, the party intensified. On Sunday morning, the Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. The party was still going on, they did not know. Jesus left paradise. He set Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, and Moses free. He went to the gates of hell, and as he approached the gates of hell, they were hearing his footsteps. So they sent a messenger, "Go and check who it is." The messenger reported back, "You would not believe who is approaching the gates." "Who is it?" Satan queried. "It is Jesus." And as soon as he said that, confusion broke out in hell. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Death could not hold you, the veil tore before you. You silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against what the name of Jesus Christ, my King. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.